This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. A proverbial cat was let out of a proverbial bag at this week's Birmingham City Council meeting. During a debate about the Waterworks Board and its decision to fire one of its lawyers last week, Councillor Lashunda Scales announced members of the City Council, herself included, are currently being sued by the Waterworks. Here to talk more about this is Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
This all came about from one of the Waterworks board members, William Muhammad, who took to the podium to talk about some of his concerns. And one of them was the Waterworks' decision to end its contract with Fustin, Pettaway and French last week. That was one of the two law firms that the Birmingham Waterworks had on retainer. What was Muhammad's complaint?
Well, his complaint was that they were fired apparently without any indication or allegation of unsatisfactory work. So he's concerned about why the smaller firm, the younger firm, has been let go.
And they are also the more expensive of the two firms that the Birmingham Waterworks had on retainer.
Right. The French firm was charging $275 an hour. They dropped it down to $200 an hour. And still, that didn't satisfy the Waterworks board, which decided to let them go.
Yes, Councillor Lashunda Scales weighed in at that point, saying that if an entity is under contract and they are fired for reasons not related to work performance, then that sets the firing entity up, so the Waterworks Board, up for a lawsuit. Who would be affected the most by this?
Well, the ratepayers, of course, ultimately pay for what happens at the Waterworks Board. And so if there's a big lawsuit, then somehow that cost gets passed on to those of us who pay our water bills.
And speaking of lawsuits, it was at that point that Scales, quote, let the cat out of the bag, in her own words. What happened next?
Well, there was some mention that the Waterworks Board is suing the city. And of course, the city has been in some contention over who should be in control of the Birmingham Waterworks Board, because, of course, it is an entity of connected with the city, and it has wound up in court because of laws passed to give control or give seats on the board to people outside of the city. So there's an attempt being made to get control back over the Waterworks Board, or more control over the Waterworks Board than the city has presently been given. And so there's some legal action going on related to that.
And there are several members of the City Council who are named in that lawsuit, Lashunda Scales being one of them. And then Councillor Valerie Abbott mentioned that a grand jury investigation of both the Waterworks Board and the City Council is underway or is coming. What did she say there?
Well, interestingly, there have been some allegations swirling around about an investigation by a grand jury into public corruption. What Valerie Abbott said seems to suggest that she, at least, and others as well, believe that the city is under investigation, which could be the mayor's office, could be the city council, could be any board or agency in the city. The thing about grand jury investigations is until they report their findings and unless there's an indictment, we may never really find out what they were investigating. So it's carried on in secret. And the only way you really know is if you've been contacted by an attorney, you've been sent a subpoena or something along that line to get you to testify. And so exactly what city councilors know is not absolutely clear. We know that some of these allegations have been trotted out in the media. And as a consequence of that, people are thinking there's something going on. She seems to suggest that there definitely is, but again, it's not absolutely clear what they know.
We will continue to follow this development with Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Their latest issue is out today. Nick joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered on WBHM. Nick, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Esther.